Hey, Juan?
Yep.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, Juan. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm doing well, yourself?
Good. It's been a really busy day today, but good problem to have, you know? We ask for more blessings. We can't be mad when God gives us more work, you know?
That's true.
Yeah. But I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara, about the opportunity to put your business on the first page of the Google search results. And she asked me to jump on with you because the company's new, and usually we have a new in business credit for you guys to kind of make it more affordable to help you start the business up, or at least get the online presence going. But did you have any questions like about the listing on Google or how it works?
She was just telling me when people look for local companies, there's currently two companies right now or something like that.
Yeah. Well, there's three that can show at a time. We haven't taken the other guy down yet, but he did stop payment and let us know that he's going to be relocating to another area, actually a worse area if you ask me. He's moving to San Bernardino. I try to tell him. It's not great, but he knows.
Yeah.
So usually when a spot opens up, though, they'll tell us, like, okay, here's the guys in San Diego County. Go down the list, you know, try to find somebody to fill that spot. Once we fill the position, then we close it out. We actually won't be able to work with any other HVAC contractors for this service area anyway. But obviously you could see a value of being listed on the first page of Google in front of your competitors.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool, right?
Yeah, it's always beneficial. It's always beneficial. About 90% of searches start and stop right there on the first page. And according to Google, Google advertising is the most profitable way to market for the last 17 years. So I don't think it's going to stop being successful with you. Are you near a computer?
I'm on my phone right now. I had a call right now, so I'm not near a computer now.
Gotcha. I'll try to make it quick then so you can get to this customer. Make sure you're taking care of him. We don't want a bad review.
Right.
We want to keep those reviews as good as possible. I could put you on the first page, but if you got a 1-star, it ain't going to do us much good. So.
Right.
Yeah. So, but when you do that search, you'll be able to see those guys. If you just type in HVAC San Diego County, there's the map that pops up, and there's only three of them listed at a time. They have little red dots on the map kind of indicating where they are. So that's where we're talking about listing you. But first, you have to have a verified Google business profile. So that would be the first thing that we start working on if you decide to capitalize on the placement. We'll get in there and do your verification. That way we can start actually have a place for them to leave a review, right? So Tara told me you were doing Home Advisor by Angie's currently.
Yeah. Well, I didn't tell her, but you guys found out, I guess.
Yeah. Well, what they do when they send you on the qualified candidates list, my reps will look up your phone number and then whatever pops up, they'll kind of gather that information and get a good idea on what you're already doing. So.
Yeah. Okay. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Research.
Yeah, we like to make sure, double check everything too, because we don't want to duplicate any online listings. We like to basically come in and fill your holes, so to speak. That sounded weird, actually. but we like to see what your business is missing and then basically come in and fill the gaps. So that way you don't have 100 different bills floating around, 100 different marketing companies. So. Sometimes we run into guys, they don't have a website, we'll build the website for them. You know, they don't have a Facebook business page, we'll build that for them, start running some ads through it. You know, we do everything we can to help you outside of just putting you on the first page of Google. You know, we want you to be successful overall, just so that way we could ultimately see you come back. It's a month-to-month service, so we're not going to get paid unless we make sure you're getting paid and you're getting phone calls, you know. So we use all the tools we have and the skills that we developed over our 20 years to help you do that. But as far as pricing, everything we do is month to month on our Platinum package. That's the top to bottom campaign where we get you. Like I said, we fill all your holes. Normally this campaign's $4.99 on our website. per month, and there's usually a one-time setup fee of $99 just to get you programmed in and through the verification process. What I was thinking I could do, if you want to come on board with us today, I can apply this new in business credit. We'll waive the setup fee for you, and then we'll reduce the monthly cost from $499 down to just $299. So that way it saves you. Yeah, it'd be $299 exactly, but that'll save you about $300 a day, but it'll save you another $200 every month moving forward because you keep that rate. And that's for all of San Diego County, and then we list you for up to 15 different keywords or services on Google. So, you know, HVAC, heating, cooling, you can actually hand select the keywords that you're going to be appearing for. So that way we know the calls you're getting from Google are going to be people who have typed in that phrase or that service, and they have to be within San Diego County to even get your number and call you. So you get qualified job opportunities there. But I know you're on this this job site, but if I could approve that pricing structure at $299 month to month, is that something you could see a value in giving a shot? That way we could show you how well it works?
Yeah, let's, and it's month to month. There's no, so I can go for a month, see how it works.
Yeah. Exactly. And then we'll earn your business 1 month at a time. There's a tracking system too, so you'll be able to see, you know, what your return on investment is. You'll be able to log into that daily and track all the calls we're bringing in for you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And your company's called one more time?
Local Splash. We're up here in Orange County. We're in Fountain Valley, but the Google that we're partnered with is Borderline Newport Irvine off Jamboree. So it's like right across the 405 from us here. So if you take the 5 north about 45 minutes, shift over to the 405, and you'll be right in our neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Local Splash. I just wanted to make sure, you know, you can never be too sure.
Oh, yeah. No, look, we have thousands of reviews. We've been in business since 2004. So we actually do this all over the country. You're actually a local listing, though, that we got today.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how many calls do you think you, on an average, if you would say, how much would you get for the average company?
Well, more than anybody else, because everybody uses Google. So Google doesn't want us to, I mean, they record our calls, by the way. They don't want us to guarantee you a certain amount of clients. So I can't tell you, hey, you're going to get this many, right? But we do have data. Like I know for San Diego County in the last 30 days, there was 1,812 searches just for the HVAC contractor keyword. So I'm not saying we're going to get you 1,800 calls or anything like that, but if you got that many more people seeing you, and that's just one of the 15 keywords that we'll list you for in your industry, you can expect some pretty significant changes and upticks in the amount of calls and the job opportunities that you're getting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I sign up, customer calls me from Google. Mm-hmm. They can review me at the same time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a section in your tracking system, an app, where we recommend every time you finish a job, you send them the text. So there's like a little text that has a link to your Google business profile, and I'll ask them about their experience, and I'll have them leave a star rating and write a little comment there for you, and then if they submit that, that'll upload in real time. But we do have review monitoring in place for you too, so if you do run into some troublesome clients, you could always call in and let us know, and then we could always dispute any negative reviews too, so that way we keep your reputation as close to a 5-star as possible, as long as it's understandable, right? Don't go crazy on anybody out there. That's stuff that we can't recover from, but I don't think that'll be a problem.
And how long does it take to get set up? So say I say yes, what's our turnaround time to say, hey, we're ready to go?
Yeah, right now I know you're busy. So, I mean, right now it only take like 2 to 5 minutes, really, to create your account and secure that spot. But we would need to do a client interview tomorrow at a set time. That's where we'll go over, like, your keywords, the service area cover. If we need the site, we'll get started on the site, purchase the domain name. So, you know, between now and tomorrow, maybe about an hour and a half of your time total. And then there's a pin that comes in the mail from Orange County down to you. That'll probably only take 3 days, 3 to 5. They tell us to quote you. But that'll come in the mail. That's how you get that red dot on the map there. And there's a little 5-digit number on the back I'll need from you. So month two is going to be more profitable than month one, to be honest, because we won't have to reset you up every month. It's just updating the programming. But you'll definitely be able to see return on investment in the first month.
Okay. Sounds good. And one last question I have. You said build a domain, get a domain name. I've already got one.
Perfect.
Will we work currently that one or?
Yeah, we want to use the one you already have, especially if you already have that on a business card or like a decal on the side of a vehicle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we definitely want to stick with the same domain name. So what will happen during the client interview, or I can even shoot you a text here and you can send it in to us. And then during the client interview, they'll ask you for access to it. And then does it have any content?
It has some basic content. I'm still working on it.
Okay. Yeah, well, we have professionals in-house too. It's a full graphic design team. So if you're getting hung up on anything or any details that you want to have in there, you could just kind of relay to them what you want from the site. And then they'll get into that domain and build it exactly how you want it to look. And we also provide hosting moving forward too. So if you want to have any changes done through those guys, you could just call in, get the revisions done. We ask for 24 hours to get it up and running after you make a revision request. And then we'll have that attached to the Google business profile and on your online listings too. So that way that domain name and site's in position to actually get some eyes on it with the right people, okay, make you some money.
Okay. Well, yeah. You said how much was the payment?
So today, out the door, it'd just be $299, and that'll cover you all the way up until September 20th.
September.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's give it a shot.
All right. So I'm gonna create your Google business profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes.
Okay. So 760-315-7714.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what's your last name, Juan?
Perez, P-E-R-E-Z.
Okay, and are you the sole owner, or you have a partner?
No, yeah, I'm the sole owner.
Okay, what's your business email address where I can send you everything in writing, as well as your receipt, access to your tracking system, and a Google verification form?
Yeah, it's infodegreeair at gmail.com.
It's not degree heating and air, it's just degree air?
Yeah, just degree air, yeah.
Okay, at gmail.com? Or, wait a minute. So info@degreeair.com, you mean?
Oh, okay. Let's just use this one. It's infodegreeair@gmail.com.
Got it, okay. That makes more sense. Yeah. I'm like, can't have at in there twice. All right, let me go ahead and update and make sure this comes back valid since it's Gmail. Okay, perfect. That is accurate. Okay, and then what's the street address that I can send a Google PIN verification letter to you in the mail?
It's going to be 26015.
Okay.
Belmore Drive, Ramona, California.
When I put Bell, it popped up. 92065?
Uh-huh.
Gotcha. All right. And then I got the degree-air.com. I'm just going to go ahead and attach that to the profile. That's the domain you were talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me go ahead and save.
Degree-air.com. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I see what you're talking about. This isn't bad, though. You did all this yourself?
Yeah. It's taking some time. I need to change those pictures.
Yeah, they're pretty generic, like stock photos, but yeah. that's kind of normal until you get your own ones going. You didn't do a bad job. Don't beat yourself up. I've seen way worse. I like your logo, too. Logo's really cool.
It came out blurry. I don't know why it came out blurry. I was trying to fix it.
Not on the PC.
No?
No. Well, there's two logos here, though. There's one with your name at the top. It says Degree Heating and Air. But I was actually talking about the one at the very bottom that I liked, where it's just kind of like an AC with some clouds behind it.
Uh-huh.
And it says like...
Oh,
yeah,
that was my old one.
Still in there? Yeah, that's still there at the very bottom. I like that one. I don't know why you changed it. That one's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah, no, that one's cool. I see a lot of the heating and cooling guys use the fire and ice kind of thing. So I like the older one. It's a little more unique. Yeah. But it's okay. Yeah. As long as it's up there, you can let us know, like, which ones you want to stick with. If you want them to get in there and remove the old one or whatever route you want to go with it, we'll make sure it looks how you want it to look. But I got that attached.
Yeah, it would be the top one, the one on the top of the page. That's
okay.
I'll
have them move that to the bottom as well, so that way we'll remove the old one if you already got, mm-hmm. like, a work shirt. Do you have guys that work for you, Juan? You said
not
right
you?
Now,
no.
No? Okay.
Yeah, it's a process if I need that training.
Yeah, we'll get you there.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. All right, and how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Well, it would be 8 to, like, 6, and then, of course, emergency. We got emergency.
Okay. 8 to 6, Monday through Friday, 24/7 emergency services available?
Yeah, it would be Monday through Saturday.
Okay. Okay. So Monday through Saturday. And then 24/7. So basically, if it's Sunday or after hours, it's emergency services. You could charge an extra fee. Okay. And then you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yep.
Okay. And you have license, insurance, and business registration?
Mm-hmm.
All right, perfect. All right, let me go ahead and check. Google Verify. All right, and then I'm going to send you your Google verification form. You're going to have to fill this out, send it in. You only got to do this one time as an HVAC contractor with Google. You know, California's got some of the strictest requirements in the United States.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately. They try to beat us up with everything. Taxes, they don't want you to have your own business. California's rough. All
right. Yeah,
All right, here we go. So I'm going to send this to you. It's going to come as an email and a text message, but you want to fill it out. Sometimes it takes my guys 2 to 3 days just to pull their paperwork together and stuff. Maybe you don't have it readily at hand. That's fine. Just try to fill it out this evening when you get a chance and send it in. And then we'll do a client interview tomorrow. Client interviews usually take about 20 to 30 minutes, but we do ask for an hour just in case you have extra questions or the call goes over. What do you think would be the best time tomorrow?
Tomorrow, about 11:30.
Okay, they usually ask for an hour window, so I'll schedule it 11 to 12. I can ask them to call you closer to 11:30 if need be. But I'm going to... go ahead.
11 to 12 work.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your Gmail, and then we're going to text you. It's an automated text message that we set up 1 hour prior to the appointment. It's just like a reminder. And that way, if anything pops up or changes in your schedule, just let us know, and then we'll get you the next available slot.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead and save. All right, and then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
Let's do card.
Okay. Now, is this under your name, the business name, or both, Juan?
The business name, I'm sorry.
Okay, so it says Degree Heating and Air on it?
Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. And then the billing address is the same as the street address we're sending the Google PIN verification letter?
Yeah.
All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Yeah, it's going to be 4246.
4246.
Uh-huh. 3154.
3154.
1265.
1265.
8757.
8757. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0729.
And then there should be a 3-digit code on the back.
That's 205.
205. Okay. And then I'm going to try to go quickly through this voice verification. If I say anything that you don't agree with or don't understand, just stop me, okay? I can always rephrase it. Oh, you still with me, Juan?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, all right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Degree Heating and Air.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title with the company?
My name is Juan Perez, and I'm the owner.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, I am.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of this account that you provided today?
I am.
Okay. So it says to get results as fast as possible, Juan, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
I am.
Okay.
That's got Angie.
Well, I know what you currently have, and you'll probably leave those guys after a month or two of this, but remember, we go in there and we try to fill all your holes so that way you're not missing anything. So, you know, if you're not sure, before you add anything else online, just double check with us so we can make sure you're not paying for something we're already doing or duplicating anything, okay? We want to keep your overhead as low as we can.
Right. Okay.
Okay. And then it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of long-term contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's August 20th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, this is for a platinum package bundle. I've included the website for you at no additional cost. We were set to build that on your domain. I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. So when your term is completed, the agreement is set up to auto-renew each month on the 20th day, but it'll remain in that discounted price of $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. And then it says in the fine print, you could discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. All that we ask is if you're going to discontinue, just please let us know before your next billing's due, so that way we could stop that automatic billing cycle. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Got it. I agree.
All right. So you should be receiving confirmation text message with an outline of the agreement in writing there. You got to sign off on that. It looks like they sent you the Google verification form twice. I sent it once manually, and then another one looks like it's on its way over to you now. And then there'll also be a email and text with a username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. Okay, so you have full access to that. Now, we have 24/7 customer service. That is going to be attached to every text and email that you get from us moving forward. So if you do have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, do not hesitate to call in. Okay, it's really important to us that your business is successful so that way we can ensure a long-term business relationship with you. So I want to officially welcome you aboard, say thank you for signing up with our team here at Local Splash. I'll let you get back to your work day. I know we kind of caught you in the middle of a job there. Like I said, we don't want any bad reviews, so I'll let you get back on that. But look out for our phone call tomorrow at 11, okay, for the client interview.
All right. Okay.
All right. Appreciate talk to you soon. My name's John. I'm the director here. Also, don't forget your Google verification form, okay? That's really important. We need you to send in all your license and everything when you get a chance.
Got it. Okay.
All right, Juan. You have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye.